quick update here from Mike Adams for January 19th, 2022. You may have heard my podcast just a couple days ago, Monday, announcing that we're beyond the point of dwelling on the insanity of the world or trying to convince anybody that things are insane and that the collapse has begun. And that's a wonderful thing to be beyond that point. We don't have to spend any more time trying to convince anybody that the collapse is here. If they don't see it by now, there's nothing we can do to help them. And we need to go ahead and focus on solutions for those who will be survivors. You know, people like you and I and those who are part of this community of being pro-human. You know, wanting to see humanity move forward, wanting to survive, wanting to see success for the sustainability of the human race and so on. All right, so as part of this, though, you might ask the question, well, how do we cover, you know, important negative events that are taking place that need to be looked at? And the answer is, we will, of course, still discuss tactical information. Well, maybe tactical is not the right word. Let's say pivotal news that affects the choices that you need to make in order to navigate this. So we do need to still know when crazy things happen. We just don't have to focus on the crazy. In other words, we're not going to dwell in it as just a form of going, wow, no way, that's impossible. No. But if, for example, if Biden pushes a domestic vaccine passport highway checkpoint announcement, where everywhere you travel, if you go from one state to another, you're pulled over and you have to show your vaccine passport, okay? That's important information to know, you know, tactically or just from a news or current events point of view, because then we need to adjust to that and realize that, hey, you may not be able to travel outside your state, or you may need to take some different roads where you can still exercise your freedom as an American citizen without being subjected to draconian vaccine passports and possibly being taken to a concentration camp. And speaking of the concentration camps, we know they're active in Washington. And yeah, we don't want to dwell on the horrors of the fact that we're now living in a nation where half the Democrats want unvaccinated people to be rounded up and thrown into concentration camps. And that's a fact. That's where we are now. But we don't want to just dwell on that as an oh crap type of realization. What we want to do is adapt to that, respond to that. First, we want to spread awareness so that more people know about the horrors that are going on. So that's part of what we do, is spreading awareness, not dwelling on the negativity, but acknowledging that this is here and that we need more people to become aware of it. But then most importantly, asking the question, well, how do we counteract the evil? How do we shut down evil demonic entities, or, you know, how do we shut down this Holocaust in essence? How do we dismantle these systems of totalitarian control and genocide and so on? And in order to do that, sometimes we have to look at bad news things, but that's not our focus. Once again, our focus is dismantling them or conquering them and then coming out on the other side. Now, one of the important distinctions that we have to recognize in all of this is recognizing when to stop wasting time trying to help people who have already decided to die. And I know this is a very delicate topic. Now, because you and I are compassionate human beings, we typically tend to warn other people about all these things that are happening, right? So you and I are the type of people who publicly warn people, oh, the vaccine mandates are coming. They're going to push vaccine booster shots. They're going to have COVID concentration camps. All these things were called conspiracy theories until they came true. And then once they came true, the media just said, oh, no, these are important for public health. You have to have these things. So we have spent a lot of time, perhaps in your personal life or for me, more through public channels, working to warn people and awaken people and bring people to the realization of what's actually happening. The time for that is probably just about over in most cases. So I would like to encourage you to reevaluate, you know, is there anyone in your life that you're still trying to, quote, convince that they need to prepare, to convince that the dollar's losing value, you know, or to convince to move out of the blue cities because they're going to be death zones, or to convince, you know, don't drink the tap water or don't take the deadly shot, you know, things like that. I invite you to reevaluate that and think about, is there a better way to spend your time so that you and the people around you might survive? Because if someone is wasting your time with all of this, then they're taking away the time that you need to use to prepare to survive. And it's not just you surviving, it's probably more people around you. It might be your family members, it might be neighbors, friends, your community members. They might even be remote people that you know online, and that's fine. But your time is probably better spent on preparing to survive the impacts that are coming rather than trying to convince people that there is an impact coming. So we're really at a phase that was actually captured by a recent Hollywood movie called Don't Look Up. And in the movie, which is a comedy movie, and it is actually pretty funny, although it's created by a bunch of libtard leftists who are refusing to look up when it comes to the vaccine. By the way, that's what's funny about it. But in that movie, there was a giant asteroid heading toward Earth, and half of society could just look up and see it in the sky and say, whoa, impact is coming. And then the other half of society would tell each other, don't look up, don't look up. They're just trying to scare you, and so on and so forth. The thing is, in the movie, they had it backwards. They had the conservatives as people who refused to look up, and Democrats and liberals as people who were acknowledging the incoming asteroid. So that's backwards. In reality, it's people like you and I, preppers, tend to be conservatives, tend to be Christians, and so on. We are the ones looking up and saying, whoa, this impact is coming. And obviously, you know, we can see it with the bioweapons. We can see it with the money printing, the dollar collapse, the economic collapse, the lockdowns, the supply chain collapse, and just on and on and on. We can see all that. But then it's liberals who are saying, don't look at that. No, no, no. That's none of that is happening. Don't look up. Right? So there's a point where we are foolish to continue to spend our time trying to save those people who refuse to be saved. Our time would be better spent ensuring the survival of those who are willing to look up and see what's coming. So that's my primary message today. And in doing this, remember, we will have to let go of people whom we may even care for, friends, family members, coworkers, even siblings, children, I don't know. People that you care for, you love them, you want them to survive, you have compassion for them because you're a real human being. But they have fallen for the Satanism and demonism of the left, and they think you're evil and you're crazy, and they think you're an insurrectionist or a terrorist or whatever, because they're all in with the death cult of the vaccines and the hospital homicide and the ventilators and, you know, the whole Biden regime. Death cult system. They're all in with that. You can't save them all. You might be able to wake up one or two along the way, but at what cost to the preparedness plans of you, your family, and your community? Don't let this other person out there take you down and destroy your preparedness plans just because you were spinning your wheels trying to save them and they never wanted to be saved. Because you got to remember that a lot of these leftists, they are death cult members who, frankly, you know, they enjoy self-destruction. They want to destroy themselves. They want to die. They're all about self-annihilation, which is why they like to murder their own babies, you know, kill their offspring and so on. And a lot of them are into body mutilations, which is why they do all of this out-picturing, you know, demon tattoos and all the piercings, which is body mutilation. And they'll even do genitalia piercings. And that's why they're into mutilating the genitalia of children to make them infertile. All these kinds of things. This is all the left. These are all Democrats, you know, for almost entirely. And the LGBT community who are pushing this on children, for example. And and by the way, I'm not saying that every gay person is into this. You know, there are gay people who otherwise operate with honesty and ethics in their life. They're not into all this child mutilation and child trafficking crap, but there is an extreme element of the LGBT community, more the trans part of it, that's into this stuff, and it's truly demonic. Well, you're not going to be able to save these people. And so you've got to know when to, you know, hold out your hand and say, here, come with me. Let me help you save yourself with knowledge and awareness and awakening. And then you also need to know, if they refuse to grab your hand time and time again, and you've given them multiple opportunities, there's a point where you have to say, well, gotta go. You know, your Titanic is sinking. You don't want to jump on the lifeboat. You don't want to be saved. You are going to have to live with the consequences of your decision. But we, you and I, we are going to be part of the future of human society. We are going to have healthy families. We're going to raise healthy children without vaccines, without toxic Western medicine, without psychiatric drugs. We are, in fact, the pillars of the future of human civilization. We are the ones who are going to eventually colonize future worlds. We are the future of humanity. And there's no shame in recognizing that you are part of that future of humanity, and you can't take everyone with you. Not everyone wants to go. Some people would rather self-annihilate, and that's where they are. So, in fact, you kind of have to honor their wishes of self-destruction by allowing them to destroy themselves eventually. Now, I will typically have multiple attempts with people, several attempts. And then if they continue to reject, then at some point it's like, okay, done with you. Where else can we spend our time to help save people who actually don't want to die? And I think that's actually a balanced, healthy, and also, frankly, a Jesus-like approach to this. I mean, even Jesus, as he was saving so many people around him, he also knew there were some people who could not be saved. In fact, what Jesus noted is that most of the people could not be saved, that most people were going to hell. Very few would actually lead the path that God espoused through Jesus, to walk that path and to live that life of morality and to be obedient to God rather than obedient to the whims and the desires of a twisted, dark human civilization that's just interested in greed and sex and whatever else, power. So really, actually, you are Jesus-like or Christ-like in making the attempt with people, but then knowing when to stop, knowing when to do something better with your time. And that's, again, that's something, that's a dividing line that we all have to face, or a boundary. We all have to decide where that is, and we have to live with that boundary, and we have to act with integrity in saving as many people as we can, but not allowing the self-annihilators to drag us down and drown us in their destruction, because they will drown you. They will take you down if you give them the opportunity. They love that. You just have to make sure that you don't allow them to achieve that outcome. So that's my message today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.